You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 290, another countdown to kickoff episode. A lot of these have been out of order because we missed a few days here and there, but we're making up for it, just not in the correct order. The day is day number 66, Tristan Hodge. Tristan is a sophomore, 6'4 and a half, 300 pounds, from Pocatello, Idaho, where he attended Highland High School. He is on the offensive line trying to find his way, and we'll discuss that when we talk about this upcoming season. First, we want to talk about his recruitment and how he became an Irishman. So, Randall, take us away with Tristan's recruitment.
Tristan was a four-star recruit. He was the 89th overall player in 24/7, and he was actually the number one center. He was a consensus number one center. All the sites had him at number one. And that's where he played in high school. He actually had a very impressive career in high school. He started as a true freshman, he started the first game as a true freshman, and he played all the way through to the title game as a senior, which was 47 consecutive starts. And he never missed a game in his 4 years of high school. And his team ended up going 41-6 in those 47 games. His senior year, they were 12-0, and they ended up state champs. His stats: he had 133 pancakes his senior year.
How many?
And 133
in one season.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's basically just over 10 a game, probably about 11 or 12 a game. So obviously he was dominating the competition. His team averaged 407 yards per game and 43.1 points. So they were on a roll, and they did win the state championship. He did play in the Army All-American game, and then was an early enrollee at Notre Dame, which he would have enrolled in January. And one thing that was interesting as a recruit, it was obvious he was going to go to Notre Dame. I'm not exactly sure the time frame how everything happened, but his parents did buy a house in South Bend and have a place to stay when they come out here, or I'm not sure if they stay there all the time or how that's all worked out. And he also drove a Ford pickup truck, like an F-150, that had a big Notre Dame decal on the back, on the tailgate of it. So it was pretty obvious that once he was committed that he was going to stay committed. They were all in at that point, even his parents were. And obviously has had two springs at Notre Dame now, and you know, as a center, it doesn't really look like he'll be playing center at Notre Dame right away.
No, let's talk a little bit about that. So everyone expected he'd come in and play at center, but this spring he was at guard quite a bit for extra bodies to take care of some of the injury problems. So Sam Mustipher beat him out. I don't expect that to change. I don't think anybody does this fall. So what is best case scenario? I mean, is best case scenario he backs up Sam Mustipher at center and gets to play here and there? Or is best case scenario that he's the next guy in at one of the guard spots, maybe the right guard?
I think he'll be the next guy in at one of the guards, or that's what he'll get. That's what he'll get playing time first. He did compete for the starting center job this spring, but as the coaches said, Mustipher got it because he knew more of the playbook, and Tristan Hodge was playing kind of tentative, like he was unsure of things. And so it's more the mental part of the game. I mean, they said physically, you know, when he was ready to play center when he came in as a freshman, I mean, he looked good But just trying to grasp that, the playbook, and be sure of what it is. Not necessarily grasping, I guess be sure that he was doing the right thing or the right play call. Obviously, the center has to do quite a bit of stuff on the line. And he did last year. He was on the scout team. Mustafer was the one that took snaps, the backup snaps at center. But then when Alex Barrs broke his foot at the guard, they actually moved Hodge up from scout team and had him taking reps at guard during practice. So even then, he was already prepping to play guard in case he had to go in case they needed him.
With as much eligibility as Mustafer has remaining, I agree with you. Best case scenario for Tristan is not to back up Sam. It's to fight for playing time at one of the guard positions. And that is still a little bit up for air. You've got Bivin, McGovern that are fighting for that spot. And I don't know exactly how close Hodge is in that mix as well. But in the long term, I think that's where he's going to see the most playing time, is at one of the guard positions. And Quentin Nelson, you know, he may not be around for around after this season. He has a lot of eligibility remaining, but if he is an NFL talent and if he sees he might get, you know, drafted early, he might take that.
Yeah, you never know with this kind of talent, and there's a lot of talent coming in as well, so Tristan's got to step on it and take advantage of his opportunities.
All right. Where can people follow Tristan on social media? I've got his Twitter handle here, Randall, if you've got his Instagram.
Instagram is T_Irish_66.
All right. And then on Twitter, it's just Tristan. Sorry, it's Hodge Tristan is his handle. His name is Buzz Lightyear.
Nice.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check back in a day or two for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.